Welcome to Frontiers, Defending Our Freedom and Faith, brought to you by the Greater Syracuse Association of Evangelicals. My name is Dr. Bruce Jones, President. Today concludes our two-month series on the perils of Planned Parenthood, and we wanted to get local on the issue. So for those of you who are listening today who are not local, please forgive us, but I think what we have to say is appropriate for you as well. But here in Syracuse, we have an organization that's devoted to dealing with the issue of Planned Parenthood, and today our guest is Shannon Guy. Good morning, Shannon, and tell us who you are and what organization you represent.
Good morning, Dr. Jones. My name is Shannon Guy, and I represent the 40 Days for Life organization. And we are a local organization that actually is hooked into a national group. 40 Days for Life is all around in every state in the union and has actually gone internationally. And we have hooked into their effort, and we are an organization that focuses on prayer and fasting, on educating the community as to what's going on in the abortion industry, and also on Vigil, which what we do is we stand in front of Planned Parenthood and we offer a ministry down there to pray and to help women who are in dire need of some assistance.
Well, I know
that's what we've been up to.
Well, I know that I've been there with you on one occasion at least, and I know we have some stories we can tell. But what's the significance of the word 40 Days for Life?
Well, 40 Days for Life actually was started back in 2004 down in Texas. A group of people were trying to come up with a way to combat the abortion industry in their own town. And God just led them around a table, a kitchen table, and they just were led into prayer. And he laid this whole plan out for them. He wanted this 40 days of prayer and fasting to take place in their town, which now, since 2004, it has spread to 337 cities. But it is in it's very biblically based on the 40 days of Jesus in the desert and the 40 days that Noah was out on the water. It's all very biblically based and has tremendous power and significance. So.
Well, 40 Days for Life. Now, what do you actually do with 40 Days for Life? You mentioned it, but elaborate a little bit on what you actually do with 40 Days for Life to bear out this principle.
I'd love to. Twice a year, and anyone that is more interested in getting into all the details, I would very much invite you to come to our website. It's 40daysforlife.com. That's the national one. And ours is 40daysforlife.com/Syracuse. And you can get in on all the local happenings that is going on. But twice a year, my co-coordinator, Jeannie Owens, and I organize prayer vigils that last for 40 days. Our last one was back in March. We have a spring campaign, and it led right up to Palm Sunday. And now the one that's starting in the fall will be the fall campaign, and it'll start on September 28th. And what we do is we organize people to come out and pray in front of Planned Parenthood, to reach out in their communities and start dialogues and start educating people as to the perils of the abortion industry. And to really, we really believe that through education and prayer and reaching out in our community and being available to the people who are in distress, that we will be bringing an end to abortion in our own community.
Well, when you do 40 Days for Life, Shannon, what exactly takes place? I mean, do you have people praying around the clock, day and night, 24 hours a day for 40 days? How does that work?
Well, some cities have achieved that success, and we are hoping to get to that success. Right now, we have people praying from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., 12 hours a day, in front of Planned Parenthood. We've had pretty good coverage. We're trying to get total coverage for those 12 hours, especially on the days that they are doing consultations and abortions. And so what we do is we have people come out. A lot of times they'll come out in groups. Sometimes there'll be two people there. But over the past 2.5 years, we've run 5 campaigns, and we are slowly gathering more and more troops. And I do believe that's through prayer and fasting that more people are coming out there's more workers, you know, in the vineyard. So that's what we do, and it's been a very, very powerful experience for us. It's just amazing to see how God works his miracles. Here in Syracuse, we've had 10 babies saved from abortion. That's just what we know about. We've had two abortion workers quit down there, and like I said, that's just what we know about. We know that there's many, many more people that are watching us pray for them and are finding hope and are turning away from this terrible industry.
Well, when I was down there, I know we had a service, and somebody spoke, and several of us prayed, and so on and so forth. But give us a story, because I know that in the time that I was there, someone gave a story of someone who went into the abortion clinic. Now, here's what happens, folks. I've been there. You stand outside Planned Parenthood. You open up the sidewalk so you don't inhibit traffic going back and forth. And you just stand there and you talk and you pray and you sing and do whatever you want to do. You have the public right to do that. It's right outside Planned Parenthood. And, of course, they look out the window and see what's going on. But give us one story of someone who was actually turned around from having an abortion because of your effort.
Yes. I absolutely, just recently we had a woman come down. She was actually an older woman. She had already had children that were teenagers. And we had her, just was afraid, which is so the case many of the times, and in distress, and didn't think she could handle another child at this time in her life. And our prayers were down there, and they were praying, and they were able to minister to her and help her to get the help that she needed. And really, a tremendous weight was taken off her shoulders. And she said, "I was really looking for a sign today." And that's what we are. People, a lot of times these women are coming down there and they are looking for a sign. And we are God's sign to them, his sign of hope. And then we have another aspect of it. And we have had a few women and a man come up to us. One actually spoke at one of our prayer rallies that are post-abortive. And this one woman was post-abortive from 28 years ago down in front of Planned Parenthood and told of her, you know, the pain that she's been through ever since making that decision, and just urging people to please think before they go and make this decision. And she gave a very powerful testimony and said some very, very powerful prayers down there that no other woman would go in and have to experience what she's experienced through all these decades of pain, and just also of God's grace and his mercy and how he brought her up from and out of her pain. And it's been very powerful to watch both sides work, because what we have down there is we're ministering to the women that are confronted with this terrible decision, and we're also helping women that are post-abortive to find help.
Well, you know,
Well,
you know, Sharon, post-abortive syndrome is not just an isolated case in many people who have abortion. And it seems to me like there's two arguments against abortion, apart from all of our Christian or philosophical point of view. And one of them is the sonogram. When people look and see what is actually in their womb, they no longer can call it a fetus. They call it a baby. And many people have been turned away from abortion because of that. But who tells them when they go to a Planned Parenthood that there's that potential that they can go through this post-abortive syndrome? And we just have a few seconds left, so be very quick.
Yes, they're not getting that kind of counseling there. There's nobody there for them for that. So we do stand out in front, and it's just going to end up being the people out in front praying to be able to get them that services, because they are not receiving that information there. So.
Well, Shannon, we appreciate 40 Days for Life, and because of our time, I'm just going to comment that you also are a part of an emerging group called the CNY Network for Life. And these are a number of organizations who are committed to the pro-life issue to see what we can do to help one another and also to service the community. Well, Shannon, thanks for being our guest today, and God bless you and your work.
Join us next week at the Frontier, where our freedoms and faith are being attacked.
Thank you for listening. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of GSAE or the Mars Hill Network.
Mars Hill Energy Productions.